Drunken Peasants Podcast. I got to get
with it. Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on you, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 604. Yes, and we're back once again. We're a little later than usual. I had an appointment, a doctor's appointment, that took way longer than it was supposed to. But here we are, back again. Welcome, 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 everybody.
But the good news is the transition is complete, right?
Yes.
Good, good.
I'm going to bring on the cartoon loon. He came through last minute to become our guest tonight.
I want to welcome our other guest, GIF of PewDiePie.
Yeah, we have a GIF of PewDiePie on our show.
I'm pretty sure he's going to add a whole lot of cool content to tonight's episode.
Hello, hello, hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
You can be back again.
Yes. Welcome back. Welcome back once again.
It's good to have you back. If you guys don't follow the Cartoon Loon on Twitter, you should, because the Cartoon Loon has the best cartoons, the craziest cartoons.
Yeah, dicks as well, so that's always good.
Oh, well, yeah, yeah. There's also a rumor that Disney's going to be buying out the Drunken Peasants.
Oh, yeah,
I saw that. Right.
So we might all be cartoons by the end of this year. I'm pretty excited. I've always wanted Mickey Mouse to own my likeness. Because Mickey Mouse is forever, right? Like, he should have been in public domain years ago. And he's still fighting that.
I don't think Mickey Mouse is going to be public domain if they keep using the character. It's usually public domain is like if it's just untouched for an unbelievable amount of time.
I think that it's... Is it 75 years?
The old Mickey Mouse movies... could become public domain eventually.
Well, yeah.
I mean, sorry, Billy. I've had this argument on like Twitter, a few months ago, maybe last year. And my opinion is, it's like what Ben just said. Like, as long as it's still using the character, does it matter? That's my opinion, anyway. So, like, Mickey Mouse is obviously belongs to Disney, obviously, and obviously it's going to the public domain, like you said. But if they get to keep using the character over and over again, then should keep it.
Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen. I just know that Ben and I are going to have our own Disneyland park ride. It's like a simulation of getting super drunk and high and vomiting. So
that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be in the old park right next to the Jungle Cruise. That's the word I've heard, though, at least. We haven't signed any contracts yet, so it could fall apart. But PewDiePie is here to celebrate with us. GIF of PewDiePie, I mean, not actual PewDiePie.
Yes. I thought it was PewDiePie, not PewDiePie.
It probably is. Okay. I just don't want to get sued yet.
You're not going to get sued for saying
the name.
He
got dropped from Disney, right? Because PewDiePie was signed by Maker, which was signed by Disney, but then they dropped him. It's all very confusing. Once we get that check, though, I don't have to be confused. I'll be rich. I'll be super rich.
So, we did our Patreon private show last night. If you guys want to check it out, if you're a patron, you can still check it out. It's up. If you're not already a patron, you should become one. Also, on top of that, now's the time to make sure your pledges actually go through, because they get declined a lot.
Yes.
So, just keep that in mind. We're going to move right into Troll or Not a Troll. All right, so troll or not a troll?
Would you guys consider jacking off to be a sport? I don't know about you motherfuckers, but I consider that shit to be a sport, okay? If people can sit back and label goddamn golf, which is the boring...
First indication, sunglasses inside. That's the first indication of troll.
Best fucking sport in the world, a goddamn sport. If you can label that shit as a sport, and if you can label goddamn fishing as a sport, I know damn well you can label jacking off a sport. Think about it. What the fuck athletically are you really doing in golf, my nigga? All you doing is hit the goddamn golf.
I'm thinking, right, obviously the sunglasses are a giveaway of being a troll, but at the same time, I kind of agree with him.
I don't think it's a sport. It's an activity. It's a release.
Yeah, but
golf is also an activity.
Right, so jacking off is an activity that's not a sport.
Well, it can be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be like if you were going for volume and distance, but it's not a sport. No one does that.
Speed thing as well?
What about who finishes first?
Oh my God, man, that's a long ass birdie, man. Nice birdie, nice putt, man. It went 250 yards. Get the fuck out of here. Nobody care about that boring ass shit. Who the fuck really watches golf, man?
Oh my God.
Nobody gives a fuck. It makes niggas fall asleep. Fishing, on the other hand. What the fuck are you really doing athletically, my nigga, in fishing? All you're doing is that you sitting your bitch ass up in a boat. Usually it's old ass snaggy teeth motherfuckers that ain't got no goddamn teeth in their fucking grill. Well, up in their mouth. They're just sitting up in a goddamn boat. You know what I'm saying? Throwing a goddamn rod. It could be.
Even if you're right and these aren't sports, that doesn't make jacking off a sport.
Any kind of goddamn bait up on the end of the rod. It could be a worm. It could be a caterpillar. It could be a centipede. It could be a dead ass butterfly. It could be a fucking beak of a damn bird. It could be a fucking. It could be anything. You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, we caught a big ass salmon. Reel that fat bitch in. Yeah. Motherfucker, what are you doing athletically? How the fuck is that working up a sweat, my nigga? What, you're working out your arms because you have to reel that motherfucker in? Man, nigga, that's not a sport, dog. Well, fuck it. You know what? It is a sport. Fuck it.
I mean, fishing, in my opinion, is a form of hunting. And
hunting is a sport?
Well, they call it, like, sport. Like, they call people who play pro sports athletes, but they call hunters and fishers sportsmen. That's just a throwback term that we still use.
You guys want to consider that shit to be a sport?
Someone in the chat said fishing will feed you, jacking off not so much. How do you know?
Yeah, maybe.
There's a recyclable amount of protein.
Well, also the people who jerk off for money.
Well,
jacking off is a fucking sport to me.
Teach a man
jacking
to fish.
Jacking off and beating your motherfucking dick.
Eat for a day. Teach a man to jack off. He'll
eat for a lifetime.
Yeah.
Oh.
Porn, go hungry, jacking off.
There's two damn things that you have to do. A, you build up a sweat. Well, actually, you don't have to do shit. There's basically two things that goes down. That's what I meant to say.
I want
to
see how many people see the thumbnail of a streaming live and see PewDiePie in the box and then click on it just to see, like, oh my God, PewDiePie's on Drunken Peasants.
It's the gift of PewDiePie.
Yeah, yeah.
The gift of PewDiePie.
A, you're building up a sweat. I don't give a fuck, nigga. If you are building up a sweat, goddammit, that shit is considered a sport. You're building up a sweat. Number two, and the most...
Okay.
Everyone who's watching this right now, tweet the link to this stream out on Twitter and be like, oh my God, I can't believe PewDiePie's on a Drunken Peasant! And you can, like, you can take a screenshot of this and post it in your tweet. And make sure you tweet at PewDiePie when you do it. So if by chance he sees it, he'll be like, what the fuck?
Then he'll come in and be a guest for real. It's not only fishing. It's like a sport.
Not only is walking a sport for EDP, which is this guy's name, I believe breathing is a sport to him as well.
And the most...
Actually, walking, they do have Olympic speed walking.
Yeah.
The rule is that you must have both feet touching the ground at the same time. At all times. It's so funny to watch them do it because they get like their whole body into it and they walk so
fast.
How
can you have both feet touching the ground at the same time?
By standing?
Yeah. Well, like...
You have to have one foot touching the ground.
My bad. I misspoke. You have to have at least one foot on the ground.
Because you were just explaining standing. Olympic standing.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Which is also a sport.
That's what I meant to say.
Important part of that shit. Is that your hand is getting a workout. Your hand is getting a workout, nigga. You are building up your arm strength, and you're building...
I mean, there's only so much strength you can build up unless you start adding weights to your arm.
Not necessarily. You ever see those strength, guys that go okay, and pull rope all day? Down at the
I don't know about you, nigga, but...
Maritime...
Have you ever had, like, a power dock, bank, you know?
Yeah.
The maritime dock?
The maritime
dock. But I'm beating my shit, nigga. Rope my fucking hand muscles get fucking tight. You know what I'm saying?
That's not jerking off.
That shit wears the fuck out of my entire left arm.
Stone rope is the same thing as masturbating.
I used to be able to do it with my right hand.
There's heavier stuff, so you build up more resistance.
You must not have a heavy hog
in my left hand.
I mean, even if you did, eventually it would become normal to you. That's how resistance training works. I know, you know, Billy. You need to get back in the gym, man, and learn how a resistance training works.
I don't think so.
What happened with that? You're going to the gym for a little while.
Yeah, I stopped.
Why?
Didn't want to go anymore.
So, in my personal opinion, do you guys consider jacking off a sport? In my opinion, I believe it is. So, I know what some of you little trolling ass faggot bitches are going to say. Oh, man, you must not get no pussy, motherfucker, if you jack off. Motherfucker, let's be real, okay? Everybody has jacked off once in their goddamn life. If you're going to sit back and you're going to come on my video and
jacked off as a sport.
Jerking off is more like blowing your nose or going to, like, there's a buildup that has to be released. It's like pissing or taking a dump almost.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one here, but I've jerked off when there was a girl in bed next to me, like, willing to bang me. And I'm like, still rather have a fap. I don't know if that's wrong.
Troll must.
So do you think troll or not a troll? Because he is being...
I'm going to say not a troll. Like, the only thing keeping it from being a sport is the fact that nobody's actually presenting it as such. If there was a Japanese porn company that came out now and had a fucking pixel dick jack-off championships, they would watch it. We would probably watch it.
I think this guy's a troll, and mainly because he looks exactly like my friend in real life.
Oh.
And I'm now convinced that he's him, so... If it is him, it's a troll.
Do all your friends look the same?
All my black friends look the same.
Triggered! Stop!
So I say troll too. And I think Billy's saying not a troll literally just to say the opposite of what he actually
is. I don't know. American Nightmare says he's not a troll. Yeah.
So what's up, Billy?
Just sitting here wondering whether or not I should get myself a trophy, maybe retire my jersey.
What do you mean?
Well, now that masturbating is a sport, I feel like I deserve at least like a championship title, or I can retire my towel.
Well, yeah, but we need to see like a match before you know. Have you filmed this? Has that billionaire like made you do this on TV?
The billionaire never did.
The billionaire.
I've definitely been competitive, though, before. I remember I was in a church parking lot one night, and this group of girls bet me that I couldn't masturbate to completion in under 5 minutes in front of them.
So it is a sport.
That's a sport. That was a long time ago, back when I was a different human being. I've repented since then, haven't done anything in a church parking lot, let alone masturbate. Ever since.
Back when you was an athlete.
Yeah, I was an athlete, man. I was an amateur.
So we're going to get into the news in just a moment. Everyone, I want to remind you, please use the link in the description to download the Brave browser. Now is the time that you should be using the Brave browser. And keep a lookout for all of the bets that will be deposited from the last month. That should happen around the 4th or 5th. Once you get them, please send us the bets as quickly as you can. And we'll go over that a little bit later, how to do that specifically. Oh, also, make sure you're subscribed to DP Underground. It's our alternate channel, just in case shit totally fucks us over again over here on this channel. You never know when it can happen. It almost happened recently.
Shoot, Ben, I think PewDiePie's been muted this whole time.
That's all right.
We'll try and fix his audio.
You said it's the GIF of PewDiePie anyway.
Oh, yeah. But it's
so
muted.
We can't say that it's the GIF of PewDiePie and then later change it.
Well, he's muted, I think. The GIF of PewDiePie is muted.
Do GIFs normally have audio?
Oh, it's true.
Keep
called me sir. It got me so humiliated.
People are discriminating against wolves.
Wow. They're laughing at us, at our stupidity.
If you're watching right now, please hit the like button. Please make sure you're still subscribed.
Yeah.
So we'll go over the first story that I didn't even know about until Billy told me.
Fortnite star Tyler Ninja Blevins leaves Amazon's Twitch for Microsoft's Mixer. The crazy thing about this is, like, Amazon and Microsoft are neighbors to us.
The owners of this of the companies are almost literally neighbors.
Yeah, they live, like, in the same
area.
Town,
yeah.
Same city, same little city. They're, like, they're a Uber ride away if we can get through their gates. They're protected gates. But if you're going to, like, Mixer doesn't have the power that Twitch has. By taking Ninja, they're setting a precedent that maybe they're going to be the new place for streamers, gamer streamers.
Huh? I'm seeing people come in. They're like, you got PewDiePie?
Is that PewDiePie?
Oh, yeah. Everyone that wants to be in on the joke, take a screenshot of this stream right now. Go to Twitter and post and be like, oh, my God, I can't believe PewDiePie's on Drunken Peasants. Do it like that. And then everyone, like and retweet one another's tweets. Get this shit trending.
His microphone's not working, though, unfortunately.
PewDiePie. Yeah, we've been trying to fix this issue the entire show.
The gif of PewDiePie.
PewDiePie, can you try it again?
PewDiePie, move your lips if you can hear us. Okay, that's good. Fortnite superstar Tyler.
I can't believe I'm on the episode with PewDiePie. I mean, that's just.
I know, it's kind
count
of
your
big,
lucky
wow.
stars.
And PewDiePie went to D-Live.
Yeah, so what about Ninja, though?
Fortnite superstar Tyler Ninja Blevins has left Twitch and is taking his video game live streams to Microsoft's Mixer platform, a stunning switch that could have wide-ranging consequences for the rapidly growing industry. Blevins announced his move Thursday, ending a hugely profitable partnership with Twitch, a live streaming giant owned by Amazon. I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunities Twitch has provided me, Blevins told the Associated Press. But as I looked at the next step in my career, I wanted to be somewhere that empowered me to push the boundaries of gaming and achieve bigger goals within the industry. Mixer provides me with more ways to connect with my community. Blevins has earned millions broadcasting himself playing Fortnite and other video games on Twitch and YouTube. He has over 14 million followers on Twitch, and the platform has hosted many of his pioneering esports moments, including a Fortnite event in March 2018 featuring rappers Drake and Travis Scott and football player Juju Smith-Schuster that propelled Juju Smith-Schuster.
Seriously.
That propelled the game into a full-blown cultural phenomenon. Blevins will host his first Mixer livestream Friday from Lollapalooza, a four-day music festival in Chicago. The 28-year-old has publicly invited Kyle Bugha Giersdorf,
who?
The 16-year-old who earned $3 million Sunday.
Bugha?
He earned $3 million on Sunday for winning the inaugural Fortnite World
Guys,
Cup.
Guys, I'm trying to fix PewDiePie's mic. There's some kind of weird... We always have these issues with Skype all the time.
Yes.
I'm trying, guys.
Ridiculous.
Please unmute PewDiePie, the gif of PewDiePie. Blevins said he will not actively recruit other gamers to leave their current platform, but if more streamers follow him to Mixer, it could become a legitimate competitor in a market dominated by Twitch. I want my friends to make their own decisions for what platforms they choose to play on, Blevins said. With that being said, I will welcome anyone with open arms who wants to join me. In a statement to the AP, Twitch said, "We've loved watching Ninja on Twitch over the years and are proud of all that he's accomplished for himself and his family and the gaming community. We wish him the best of luck on his future endeavors." Oh, they got a best of luck on your future endeavors message?
Yeah.
Like, nobody ever says that, like, actually wishing them the best of luck, right? That's a snide remark saying, no, no,
yeah,
no, 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 no.
A
hey,
lot of
goodbye.
Times they'll say that when they fire somebody.
Yeah. Mixer launched in 2016, but hasn't nearly matched Twitch's popularity. Microsoft reported 10 million monthly users last year, compared to well over 100 million for Twitch, which launched in 2011. Mixer has been praised for its interface and its management of toxic players, though, and Blevins said he expects to connect with fans more interactivity, and a variety than before because of Mixer's technological abilities. For example, streamers can share their controller with fans, and the chat function has a greater array of features. They can share their controller with fans?
How does that work? The fans to play the game.
There's probably some kind of plug-in or something where you can do that.
You're like, hey, you want to control my game?
Apparently.
That's crazy.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, but like everyone at once, or is it just like a specific fan that does it?
Well, I've seen
quite crazy.
Have you seen the there was like a stream where you could, there was a bot that read Pokemon, like the original Pokemon Red or Green or whatever.
Yeah, yes, yeah,
and
I did see that,
The chat would type in commands into the chat and the bot would read the commands and it would play the game based on the chat, and people were just in there spamming stuff and the game was like going crazy, but it was very cool.
Very,
and that was everybody.
Yeah.
I doubt this is that way, but like, it's something that could actually happen. Blevins also anticipates the deal with Mixer will free him up to do more live events and other non-streaming content. I love what I do, and I will still be actively streaming and continuing to interact with my fans, he said. With Mixer, I get to further engage with the tools on the platform, which I am excited about. Within 40 minutes of the announcement, Mixer was the top trending topic on Twitter in the United States, and Ninja's Mixer page had over 28,000 subscribers. 28,000 subscribers on Mixer
is good.
Is good, but it's not like a huge number. Right?
I don't even know who is, I don't even know what a large number on Mixer is and who's at the top.
Yeah,
right now
I know some people who.
I'm not entirely sure who Ninja is, to be honest. But,
you know, Ninja is so popular, at least in the U.S., that I've seen him on mainstream TV. I saw him on Ellen one time.
Yeah, he was on Ellen.
Wasn't he the guy that was at the New Year's
That's exactly.
like Eve party in New York, and he was just like really awkwardly stood there, like to a crowd of people that doesn't know who he is.
Yeah,
it's so funny. A lot of people came in for the PewDiePie thing. Yeah, guys, I'm trying to fix PewDiePie's audio.
Is that YodiePie?
Does he even know his audio is like not working because he's not, he keeps on speaking?
Well, I think he's got a lot to say about Ninja because they actually did a stream together on DLive, which is a platform trying to compete.
PewDiePie was behind DLive.
Well, yeah, PewDiePie got pulled into DLive. He streams there pretty regularly. Blevins first emerged in the streaming community 8 years ago while playing Halo. After some competitive success with the Battle Royale games H1Z1 and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, he broke into the mainstream as the face of Fortnite last year. He's the most followed gamer on Twitch, although his popularity has slowed. He ranked fourth in hours watched on the platform in June, about 6 million hours behind Turner Tfue Tenny, according to Stream Elements. 6 million hours behind Tfue, damn.
So, this tells us who he is, but do we know why he left? Has he said why he left yet?
I think it's pretty obvious, right?
People call him the Michael Jordan of gaming.
I think it's pretty obvious why he left. He probably got paid like $100 million.
Maybe.
Like, if you look at the gaming community, how much people are earning, like that Tfue guy, he's earning probably like, I don't know. Speculatively, probably like 20, 30 million.
They actually have them on salary. It's not just the ad revenue and that sort of stuff.
100%. Yeah. They cashed out for Ninja. 100%.
So
there was somebody who posted a news article shortly after it was announced he was going to Mixer, and they claimed that he had a 6-year, $932 million deal. But I'm pretty sure that was not true. I'm pretty sure that was fake, but it got pushed around quite a bit. But I am 100% sure that he's gotten paid very well.
All right, everyone. This is the part where we let you in on what's going on. So we're going to keep doing the show as normal. But what we'd like you to do, if you can, is go to Twitter. Go to Twitter and take a screenshot of this stream to Twitter and go, oh my God, I can't believe PewDiePie's on Drunken Peasants. And then also look at all the other posts of that and like and retweet those.
It's a gift of PewDiePie.
Yeah.
And we can't get his microphone to work. It's very unfortunate.
It is a shame. Complete
shame. He's the 19th peasant now. PewDiePie. It's official. He's the 420th peasant.
Do they have to use that voice? Yes. That exact voice.
Please.
Oh my God! Like that.
Please.
And we'll try to get PewDiePie unmuted somehow.
We'll try and get the GIF of PewDiePie unmuted.
So I guess that's really all there is to say about that, huh?
Yeah, it's just big news as far as a move from Microsoft, because Mixer's been sitting since, like they said, 2016. I know a lot of people who stream on Mixer. Luna LaVinci, we had her in here in the studio during PAX last year under the name iCandy. She's a partner with Mixer, and I hear a lot of clamor about the community there, and they're all kind of like sticking with Mixer because they were early adopters. But Mixer's trying to make these moves to bring in bigger names.
Microsoft
has the money.
I remember last year at PAX, we walked by Mixer's big booth that they had.
Yeah.
I think iCandy, or what? Luna LaVinci.
Yeah, Luna LaVinci.
She was there doing something with the people there. It was pretty cool. Microsoft has to try to have their hand in everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, not try, right? Like, it's dumb for them not to do this. If Mixer fails, it's a write-off, right? Like, no matter how much money they spend on this, they're creating a market share that needs to be there. Even if it fails for 4, 5, 6, 7 years, they need to be having something in that world so that, like, when some other company fails, they can buy it out and put the user bases together with their already branded Mixer, right? Or whatever. That's just how tech, big tech,
I mean,
Google works.
If it does fail, though, I mean, like, is that like going to be really awkward for Ninja? Like, Twitch, can you please have me back?
I don't. You know, Mixer's been around for at least a year now, maybe a year, maybe 2 years.
Since 2016, so there's 3 years.
I don't see it going away.
Well, it's not going to go away. It's going to obviously adapt. I've used the Mixer interface quite a bit recently. It is kind of cool the way that you can create your own button platform for like interaction with the fans, where they can send their little fucking sparks or embers, which are like bits on Twitch or whatever. But you can make it very customized to your channel. It's fun. You can have little when someone sends you bits, like a little cartoon will pop up on the screen and be like, "Hi, I'm happy to be here, Dad," or some dumb shit. But it's fun and it's interactive, and they are adding elements to the live stream that I don't see on the other platforms. I think Streamlabs has some cool face layover stuff they add, but Mixer's like getting it all inside the interface. Where, like, I think with Twitch, you have to get the Streamlabs support and integrate it that way. But it's still, like, Microsoft versus Amazon versus Google. That's the live streaming game.
I love Skeptical Jesus's reason for why we can't unmute PewDiePie.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Sorry.
I just read that.
Yeah.
I literally read that at the same time.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. Please make sure you're still subscribed. We're going to move on to the next story, which is another person that I didn't really know about until just recently, until he got in trouble. ASAP Rocky. I guess he went to court in Sweden. Here's a little bit about that.
American rapper ASAP Rocky has gone on trial in Sweden alongside two men believed to be in his entourage. The three men are accused of attacking alleged victim Mustafa Jafari in Stockholm on June 30th. The recording artist, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, can be seen wearing a green shirt in the court sketch, and he's like a black and white sketch other than his green shirt drawn in. It's cute. Mayer's mother, Renee Black, was seen arriving at the high-profile trial.
So I saw the video, and the guys were following him. I think maybe if they wouldn't have kept on beating the shit out of the guy after he was already subdued, maybe.
Wait, what happened?
Okay, so an American rapper.
I'm not familiar with this story at all. You see, so go on.
There's an American rapper. His name's ASAP Rocky. He went to Sweden, and he was walking around, and these two guys started harassing him and his entourage, and they tried to get away from him, but they kept following him, and then eventually they beat the shit out of these guys. There's a video, a very brief video of them throwing him to the ground and then stomping the shit out of him.
But have you ever punched somebody in retaliation?
Who punched who? Was the rap punching the people that was chasing him, or was it the
his entourage and maybe even the rapper?
It's hard to get the full story from such a short video. All I know is the guys that were getting in the face of ASAP Rocky got their asses kicked eventually.
Yeah. Punching somebody in retaliation is a lot like eating a Ruffle potato chip. You know, you can't just throw one. You get them down, you got that adrenaline running, and you just got to keep sucking somebody up. It's very hard to stop. I feel bad, you know, if somebody's messing with you and you punch them once and knock them out, like, you're not done yet. Your adrenaline's there. You're in fight or flight mode. You obviously should stop. Same thing with potato chips. You shouldn't eat too many. You'll get fat. You shouldn't throw too many haymakers. You'll go to jail.
I'm not sure who even actually assaulted who, or who did the first, who threw the first blow. I know the other guys were, there is a video where they're following them and they're like, these guys are following us, and we told them to go away, and they just kept following them, which was a really dumb mistake, because these two guys were small and they were outnumbered, and you know, they had like bodyguards.
Is that the video where was it Aesop Rocky holding the gun saying, I'm standing my ground. I'm standing my ground.
No, is that something else?
Oh, that might be who's JF's co-host?
Oh, Andy Worski.
Andy Worski. That was Worski. Shoot, yeah.
I was like, no, I didn't see that video. Shoot,
yeah, I was getting the two confused. I'm standing my ground. The charges carry a maximum sentence of two years in prison.
For a street brawl.
It's a maximum sentence, though. The chance of them getting that maximum sentence is huge. Like, Kanye West reached out to Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is already working to get ASAP Rocky home. So
stay back!
Stay back!
We will defend ourselves! We will defend ourselves! Stay the fuck!
Stay back!
Back.
Several celebrities and U.S. President Donald Trump have called for the release of a 30-year-old rapper. Give ASAP Rocky his freedom. We do so much for Sweden, but it doesn't seem to work the other way around. Sweden should just focus on its real crime problem. Hashtag free Rocky. So PewDiePie, you live in Sweden. What do you think about ASAP Rocky being locked up in your town, GIF of PewDiePie?
Is his mic still dead?
Shit, yeah, we can't hear you, dude.
Look how he just tries to talk over everybody, too. What an asshole. He doesn't even wait his turn. You know, PewDiePie, I'm getting sick of your shit. I might have to kick you off the show. We'll let it slide for a little bit longer.
Yeah, since you're PewDiePie and you're cute.
Cutie pie.
Cutie pie.
Cutie pie.
You should just use the G-Man soundboard as PewDiePie's
as
voice.
As PewDiePie?
That's a terrible idea.
I should?
No, I lied. I take it back. I don't believe you.
Only you know that my God exists.
Oh, I guess PewDiePie's mic works. Shoot, fix that.
You don't got no proof.
What? Yeah, ASAP Rocky is American. He was in Sweden on tour.
Yeah.
Right?
It was something about how they broke their headphones. I don't know. I think it was two guys trying to be tough guys picking a fight with people that were way out of their league. And they got their asses kicked, but for some reason, I guess the way the laws work there, self-defense may not be a good enough claim in this case.
Yeah.
Check this out. Here's a crazy story. I'm usually not on the side of the cop. And you know what? Anytime I cover a story that has to do with a cop doing something aggressive, if I'm on the cop side, I get people telling me that I'm like a cuck for the cops. But then if I'm on the other person's side, I get the people that defend cops no matter what they do.
That's the cool thing, right? If you just say what you want, then both sides will just hate you. But fuck them, because you get to say what you want.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change my ways just because somebody thinks that the cops should be killed or the cops should be gilded.
You hit your brake lights. Stop white balls going to blind somebody at night. An officer pulls over a woman for a broken taillight. He tries to give her an $80 ticket, but she declines.
And what happens next turns a traffic violation.
Damn. This dude's out of the 70s.
I'm saying, this news anchor looks like...
Is he a pimp?
One guy smashed his headphones on the bodyguard and messed with them all.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. They hit the bodyguard, who was a huge dude, with their headphones, and they broke, and then they tried to get the guys to pay for their headphones. It was really weird. But yeah, dude, this guy, I assume that he shows up to work every day in a lowrider Cadillac with a fucking purple crushed velvet hat with a big feather hanging out of it and a big cape trench coat.
This is like Brian Dennehy playing the part of a pimp named Slickback on the night news.
Brian Dennehy.
Into a felony.
Really, though.
Hello. So what's going on with your Stanhope?
It's been hit, and we're waiting to see if I can't find a bed for it.
A traffic stop for a damaged taillight ends up with a cash in officer.
Oh, no! Why are you wrestling that pig, officer?
She tried to flee. They didn't show that part. So he comes up to her. He tries to give her the ticket. She doesn't sign it, and I guess they can arrest you if you don't sign the ticket.
I mean...
And then she tried to flee.
Oh, he tased her too? Holy shit!
Put your hands behind your back!
This woman, all right, is as much a ball as she is a human.
And she's rolling?
She's rolling around on the ground, and he just tased her old ass too? I'm sorry. This is, like, whether or not he was in the right... This is so pathetic, because she is a fucking slug of a human, and he's over here using electronical force.
If they try to arrest you and you resist, and she threw a kick at him, and that, I mean, like, you cannot throw a blow at an officer. It doesn't matter if you're an old lady or not. I'm not saying it sucks. You just have to be smarter than that. These are not people you can fuck with. They can use force against you.
I'm not saying he's not within his rights to do any of this. If she's kicking him and shit, if she's using her fucking white privilege to kick a cop, she's lucky she only got the taser, right?
July 16th.
But
just minutes before that, the officer threw Deborah Hamill to the ground because she refused arrest.
You be fair with me and I'll be fair with you.
Step out.
No.
You're under arrest.
No, I'm not.
I'm placing you under arrest. Step out.
You are full of because you're not placing me under no damn arrest.
Step out. Do not take off.
Shut up and give me that and I'll sign it.
Step out.
No.
We're beyond that.
Do you want me to...
Yeah.
Grandma.
Hamill is now facing a felony charge of assault and battery on a police officer.
You hurt?
Yeah, I'm hurt.
What hurts?
Everything.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
You got a what on the way?
I got an ambulance on the way. Check you out.
Ambulance? I don't need an ambulance.
Prosecutors have also hit her with a misdemeanor charge of resisting an officer.
Yeah, I tried to kick you because I'm a country girl.
Okay. When you're in the backseat of a cop car and a cop is talking to you, that is the time to not say a word.
No shit, but she's a...
a country girl!
Well, she doesn't have to say re-girl at the end, right?
It's because of it.
Yes, and I didn't like being thrown on the damn ground.
Well, we reached out to Metro defense attorney and former law enforcement officer Irvin Box about the arrest. He tells us that...
Can we just, one more time, appreciate this gentleman? Can we get more news stories from this station? Just so this guy's on our screen every fucking week? Like, I know we got Pootie Pie here in gift form, and that's a big get. But this stunt double for Ron Burgundy, played by fucking Brian Dennehy and or the ghost of Burt Reynolds, is my favorite fucking human being in the world right now. With the brown tie... the plaid jacket and the little kerchief. I want that kerchief. I want to buy that merch. Make that kerchief some merchandise. I'll wear it as my bandana for the rest of my fucking
life.
Your
bandana.
Well, yeah, something like that I would call a bandana.
It's all a bandana. Everything. All of it. It's especially the thing you're wearing now.
For watching it, he believes the officer went slightly overboard.
What? Someone in the chat said low energy Rod and Burgundy. I beg to differ. He is oozing so much energy that if he let it all out at one time, it would fucking kill you.
Yeah.
So he has to let it out slowly.
This is controlled chaos, Ron yes. Burgundy. Live with it or die.
Die!
Looks like they killed the new leader of Al-Qaeda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. This guy.
This little guy?
Yep.
This little baby was the leader of Al-Qaeda?
Yeah. They don't normally have a long shelf life.
They don't have a life expectancy?
Not normally. Well, they're drinking like soda,
some crush, and some bananas. Hold up, can we go back 2 seconds?
Why?
I need to skate. Are those treats down there? Are those like moon pies and shit?
Like I see bananas and like apples.
On the plate. Yeah. Those look like pastries, right?
Yeah, I don't know what they are.
This is a cute little party. They got a fucking gift basket in the back there. How's Al-Qaeda got sweet little fucking tea parties? This is actually kind of like...
They've got a stockpile of Twinkies in their bunker.
Seriously, like, they're fucking up bad because they're going around putting out these beheading videos, taking down all these... Americans, they should just put out tea party videos.
He was the guy that took over after Bin Laden was killed, and apparently he's been killed. But that was just footage of him. But I guess he's dead.
Was he celebrating his inevitable funeral there with the tea cakes and the soda pop?
That was his last meal.
And his bananas.
His last meal.
Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. We got 500 viewers. I'm sure we could get at least to 200 likes. We're at 138 yeah. right now. If you haven't already liked it, please like the stream. Also, make sure you're subscribed. Also, take a screenshot of this stream. Go to Twitter, post it on, and tweet out, "Oh my God, PewDiePie's on the Drunken Peasants!" And then also like everybody else's and share everybody else's. That'd be hilarious. I went and looked, and there's a bunch of people that did it, and I laughed my ass off.
I guess this news anchor's name is Kelly Ogle, thanks to our correspondent, Egghead.
She gets ogled a lot?
No, the guy's name's Kelly. The Brian Dennehy-looking fucking Ron Burgundy? Kelly Ogle is his name. Ogle. I don't know.
The tweet must be in that voice. Hey, if you want to, you can take a video of it, of yourself saying it in that voice. Whatever.
Warning.
Check this out. Graphic this is content. Crazy.
Viewers may find the following footage disturbing. Longjing, China.
It was a wave pool, and they accidentally launched a wave way too large at the people.
How much do you think was accident, and how much do you think was someone there just bored?
Look at this shit.
Damn.
It's supposed to be like really bad, but
yeah, that wasn't disturbing at all. There was no gore. I saw no injuries, like apparent injuries.
Ben, did you know humans are capable of drowning in a teaspoon of water? Just because there's no blood and gore doesn't mean the danger wasn't there.
There was definitely danger there, but the video didn't show anything. That was the point.
It doesn't have to show blood and gore. That's a lot of tablespoons of water to drown in.
I'm not talking about how much water it takes to drown. I'm talking about what the fucking video showed.
It said it was graphic.
There was nothing graphic about that at all.
They threw little children at each other. They were little kids in the air flipping around, farting and pissing and shitting in the pool.
I'm not entertaining these arguing just to argue things right now, because all that happens is that we argue back and forth and it's like, oh, okay. And Ben, it just never ends. Ben, I'm not doing it. I'm not falling for your trap anymore.
You could have just stopped it.
No,
I'm not entertaining.
Fuck it. I'm not doing. Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, whatever. But no. I'm not doing it anymore.
Okay. Everybody watching at home, you're going to have to send in your Streamlabs so I have somebody to argue with.
Democratic candidates.
Let me argue with your Streamlabs.
The past 2 nights in the second presidential primary debate, the candidates took to the stage in Detroit where they focused on topics including health care, criminal justice reform, and the border crisis. Former Vice President Joe Biden bore the brunt of the heat last night, repeatedly defending his record on those topics. Ben Tracy is with us now with the latest and more from the White House.
Ben, did you get to see any of this?
With last night's debates, what did the president
have to say about the candidates?
What are you hearing from the White House? What kind of strategy is he thinking about taking?
Well, the president and his campaign have basically declared him the winner of these two Democratic debates. The president last night, once the debate ended, he tweeted saying none of the people up on that stage are going to keep America great, and that if you want the economy to keep humming along, you got to stick with him. The strategy here with the campaign seems to be to say that all of these...
By the way, you have to be polling over 2% to make... to make it into the next debate.
I bet you Yang's gone up. I bet you he's in the 4% now. Wasn't he in 3%?
I knew you were going to say that. No, he's not.
He's not up.
But we'll pull that up in a second.
Democrats are the same. There are no moderates or progressives. They're all the same thing, and they're all socialists. That's what the White House, that's what the campaign wants people to believe. And the president seems to be kind of setting up this argument that you may not like everything I say or everything I do, but going down that road is even riskier.
How effective do you think
so? He's just doing the they're socialist, they're communist thing, which is what Republicans normally do to Democrats.
That's the best thing about Yang is like he's proposing a universal basic income and Medicare, and he's doing it in a way that big business looks at it as
if
a
Yang
business
is fucking
move.
Paying you, I want a cut of it, Billy.
You can have a cut of my Yang cash.
That will be.
I'm not talking about the UBI pipe dream. I'm talking about if he's paying you to promo him on my show,
yeah.
I want a fucking cut of that.
No, you don't get a cut. If you want to get a cut, okay. You got to start
sucking
the Yang
dang. What
you're
hoping for is that some of those people in the middle, the folks who are perhaps not inclined to vote for him, but who also are maybe voting based on their paycheck or the economy, that might be enough to resonate with them. He's not worried about his base. He's got those people no matter what. And then there's the other side that it doesn't matter what he says or does or what a Democrat says or does. They're not going to vote for him. So he's looking for that small slice in the middle.
And switching gears now, North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles, as you know.
All right, so I just wanted to play the Trump reacting to the debates thing, and we'll get into some of the stuff from the debates really quick here. Here are the polls. Biden, first place, 32%. Sanders, second place, 16.4%. Warren, 14.8%. Harris, 11%. Buttigieg, 5.6%. O'Rourke, 3%. Booker 1.6, Yang 1.6, Gabbard 1.0. None of the rest of them really matter at all.
This is a shite poll.
This is not one poll. This is a culmination of every poll over time, and that's how they build this graph.
How did Biden go up 15 points? I thought he got reamed last night.
It probably will go down. It's usually about a day or two delayed, so we'll see what happens. This is the last debate. What happened was Biden and Bernie both kind of took a sharp drop, and Harris and Warren kind of both crept up. And for a minute there, Harris and Warren were beating Bernie at a point, and then it kind of died down, and Warren and Harris both took a dive again.
Was Yang only at 2.0?
Fucking Yang is like down in this mess down here with everybody else.
Yeah. But watch him jump back up. Booker was 1.6 as well. I heard Booker and Yang were the front runners from yesterday's debate.
I didn't hear that Booker did well at all. And Yang, I mean, he had a few, I don't know. I don't think Yang.
I was just basing on like Twitter trending, and then a few people who were commenting all said like they were surprised by Booker.
All right, let's see here. I keep seeing people say the polls aren't real. The polls are real. They just might not be right. I mean, the polls are done by universities. It's not like a private company is doing them. But the segments of the population that they're polling may or may not be a good source for actual voting data. Polls have been wrong before.
Going back to last night.
Yes.
Is there anything you would do differently about last night's debate?
No, instead of saying Joe, I would have said text. I was so focused on making the case for Joe, I said Joe and I gave the number. It was text, so, you know, I would have changed that. But you guys have printed it 15 times and it's getting great results for us. We're getting a lot of incoming.
Okay, I guess that was some senior. Biden had a few senior moments. Where he said, like, we can't have 8 more years of Trump.
The only thing about a universal basic income and minimum wage increase is they're both subject to inflation. Businesses will increase their prices.
Well, I mean, there will be some inflation, but it won't be enough to offset the fact that people are getting some bootstraps to pull themselves up by.
We'll see. Here's Obama targeted.
And inflation isn't going
to
matter.
The rock to
inflation
the
won't matter when we don't have enough money to buy anything anyways.
Future at the Democratic debate in Detroit, Barack Obama, who last ran for president in 2012, became a frequent target as candidates tried to get his vice president. Ed O'Keefe was there.
I was a little surprised at how much incoming was about Barack.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden today defended the Obama presidency.
Here's why I don't think the polls are fake. I think most people don't pay attention to this. A lot of people that vote don't even pay attention to this shit.
Yeah.
And when they hear a name of a bunch of candidates and most of them are absolute nobodies, they're going to pick the name that they recognize the most. So if they're a Democrat, if they identify as a Democrat, when they hear Joe Biden, they're going to pick that person.
That's why the Kennedys had such a dynasty, right? Because the Kennedy name, oh,
the name
is politics.
The name definitely helps.
Bush,
even Donald Trump. Donald Trump was a name.
Yeah,
like a lot of people who didn't follow politics at all knew who Donald Trump was
and his role as vice president.
Everybody knows Donald Trump. He's American royalty.
How we fixed our answers to fix the things that Trump has broken, not how Barack Obama made all these mistakes. He didn't.
In last night's debate, several of Biden's rivals attacked President Obama's record on health care and immigration.
You do nothing to hold the insurance companies to task for what they have been doing to American families.
So when the issue came up of all those deportations, you were vice president of the United States. I didn't hear whether you tried to stop them or not.
A source familiar with the former president's thinking tells CBS News he's not concerned about his legacy and still has no plans to campaign with any candidate this year. Then there was the anticipated rematch between Biden and Senator Kamala Harris. This time he raised concerns about her health care plan.
The plan in 10 years will cost $3 trillion. You will lose your employer-based insurance.
She also spent the day in Detroit.
Man.
Tulsi had a really good jab at Kamala Harris. I hope they
were you surprised
here.
At the way the attacks were coming in from Vice President Biden and others on stage?
If you're considered a front runner, you should be prepared to take the hits.
That Obama associate also told us it would be, quote, perilous to the party to take on the former president's record given his popularity. Instead, Mr. Obama hopes candidates build the strongest case possible against President Trump.
Ed O'Keefe on the campaign trail. Thank you, Ed.
Stop building cases against Donald Trump. You're not going to win if you go against Donald Trump. You got to give people who are interested in America doing better a reason to think it's going to do better.
You know what? Someone mentioned this, and it did kind of make me suspicious a little bit that Bernie and Biden have hardly said anything about each other. They were in the same debate once, and they didn't really do anything towards each other, and maybe there's a secret alliance between those two. Think about all the polling numbers those two combined get.
I don't see those two guys.
I don't either.
On
but,
a ticket, but
well, you'd say that, but then I didn't see Bernie giving Hillary the official endorsement either, and he did.
It's just with Hillary, you know, there was more diversity on the ticket, and I feel like that. It's the Democratic Party.
What do you
party.
Mean diversity?
It's the Democratic Party. They're not going to put two old white men on the same ticket.
Of course they... Dude, I don't think we should base on... We should not be trying to meet diversity quotas in our politicians.
Okay, that doesn't mean the Democratic Party's not going to try and
well,
do
then
it.
Fuck them. I'm never voting for them ever again.
Okay.
If that's what they're doing.
Okay. If you don't see that coming, this is what I see. I saw Kamala Harris.
It's really sad that you think this is just like, I don't know.
Is it sad that I think this or is it sad that I see this?
You agree with it.
I don't agree with it. I don't fucking, I don't.
It was your idea.
You know what? It was. All right. Pootie Pie, tell him. We've been planning this for a long time. Pootie Pie?
He was planning it?
Pootie Pie? It was God. It was God. It was God.
Thank you. Thank you, Pootie Pie. But I was looking there at Kamala Harris and Biden arguing, and I just got this flash where I'm like, it's about to be like a Kamala Biden ticket. Biden maybe as the prez and Kamala as the vice, giving Kamala a jump off in fucking 8 years to come in and follow up as president after Biden's 8-year run. But I don't think that they'll get voted in. I don't see these people beating Trump.
Hi, everyone. It's good to see you again. I'm Jerika Duncan.
And I'm Vladimir Dutik. It is good to see you, Jerika.
Yeah, it's been a while.
We're on the air at
illegally.
You need to be able to answer the tough questions.
The house was set on fire, and you claimed responsibility for those laws.
For the second time, former Vice President Joe Biden found himself under fire from the rest of the Democratic field.
If you cross the border illegally, you should be able to be sent back. It's a crime.
It looks like one of us has learned the lessons of the past. And one of us hasn't.
But this time, Biden saw it.
You could tell that was fucking rehearsed.
Coming.
He was just waiting for the time to insert the line.
So this idea is a bunch of malarkey.
And took on California Senator Kamala Harris on health care.
The senators had several plans.
It's a bunch of malarkey. It's a bunch of hoo-ha. It's a bunch of wish-wash.
It's a bunch of crunch.
And so far. And anytime someone tells you you're going to get something good in 10 years, you should wonder why it takes 10 years. If you notice, there's no talk about the fact that the plan in 10 years will cost $3 trillion.
The reality is that our plan will bring health care to all Americans under a Medicare for All system. Under your plan, status quo, you do nothing to hold the insurance companies to task.
I have the only plan that limits the ability of insurance companies to charge unreasonable prices, flat out.
Harris herself.
Harris is over here claiming he doesn't hold the insurance companies to task. Isn't she in pocket with the prisons? Like, they're both kind of...
I mean, she was like a district attorney.
Yeah.
Health became a bigger target, forced to defend her past records as California's attorney general.
She put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana.
Yes, she did. She was on some radio interview and they asked her and she laughed. It's like, yeah. She's like, I'm part Jamaican or something like that is what she said. But yeah, she did prosecute people and put them in jail for marijuana when she herself. See, that's the thing. I don't get these politicians that had admitted to smoking it in the past, but they still uphold these laws to throw people in jail for it. Because the only reason they're where they are is because they never got caught.
Yeah. And
it doesn't make society any better.
Maybe the only reason they never got caught is because they were where they are. Right?
Like, not all of them. Some of them didn't come from privilege at all.
Well, but if you are on the path towards a politician or an attorney general, you're in a class outside of those people that would get prisoned for weed. Right? You have people on your way.
I don't
way
know
up.
What you're saying. I'm saying when these people were younger, they smoked weed and they didn't get
but
caught.
But they were going to school to become How fucking attorney general.
How do you know what they were doing?
What do you think Kamala Harris just woke up one day after a 40-day binge and became an attorney?
I mean, dude, you're doing it again. I don't want to argue with you continuously moving the goalpost. Kamala Harris at one point wasn't on the path to be attorney general. She was just a normal person and she smoked weed. And if she would have gotten caught, she wouldn't have gotten into the university she got into. She wouldn't have had any of the opportunities she had. That's what I'm saying.
I'm 100% sure by the time she smoked weed, she was on the path to
How
that.
Are you 100% sure of that?
How old is she? Let's look back at her fucking entire life. You don't get to where she's at without starting your life out very early on this trajectory. And because
that's not true at all.
Okay, I guess one day she was just in the hood kicking it and fucking doing drive-bys, smoking weed, and then she's like, you know, I want to become president. Let's flip this script. She didn't put people into prison who were on their way to becoming president. She put people into prison who had shit else going on.
Right, I'm talking about when she smoked weed. She smoked weed in her teens.
Yeah, that's and when she was in her teens, she probably had good grades, and they probably would have looked the other way because of that.
How do we know?
I think it's safe to assume.
Significantly reforming the criminal justice system of a state of 40 million people, which became a national model for the work that needs to be done. And I am proud of that work.
But it was Biden's long record that got the most attention, even when he tried to pivot.
Why did you announce in the first day a zero tolerance policy of stop and frisk and hire Rudy Giuliani's guy in 2007 when I was trying to get rid of the crack cocaine?
Mr. Vice President, there's a saying in my community, you're dipping into the Kool-Aid and you don't even know the flavor. You need to come to the...
And Biden's like, what does that mean? I was like, huh? What?
Biden's like,
Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid affects my diabetes.
Yeah.
The city of Newark and see the reforms that we put in place. You are trying to shift the view from what you created.
And Biden tried to turn the attacks back toward President Trump.
8 more years of Donald Trump will change America in a fundamental way. The America we know will...
Yeah, did you hear me said 8 more years of Donald Trump, which is not possible, even if he wins.
Donald Trump changed the laws.
He basically, at the most, will have Trump for 5 more years.
Yeah. He should have been like, 8 years of Donald Trump is something our country won't be able to come back from easily.
But he said more.
We need to stop this now.
No longer exist.
When Democrats meet to debate again in September, it's expected there will be fewer candidates on stage because of stricter qualification rules. The next time, candidates will have to find at least 130,000 donors across the country and earn at least 2 percentage points in at least 4 polls.
I don't think Yang's going to be in the next debate.
No, he will be. He's already qualified beyond the polls, and he's just got to get 2% in 4 polls. I'm sure he'll get there. He's 1.6 right now without them updating after the last debate.
Just wait, guys. When Yang doesn't make it into the debate, we're going to start hearing conspiracy. That's what we're going to hear next. Not just from you, but we'll hear it from all the memers out there that want Yang to go on forever.
Well, I mean, you can't underestimate the power of the meme. It's bringing a group of people who normally wouldn't vote to the voting table.
And I think a lot of them... I think a lot of them... won't go out to vote anyway.
Maybe they won't. If the meme starts getting stale, they won't. If they just start amping up as things get less distracted with all these other candidates, Yang is the type of guy that can play into it. You know, he's young enough to understand the wave he's riding. And if he gives back to the memers will give back to him.
So far, only 7 of the 24 candidates have qualified. Vlad?
Only 7 are currently qualified. Only 7.
Are we sure?
Yes, that's what he just fucking said.
Because I thought Yang said he was qualified already. Maybe he's one of the 7. I thought he said he was the 8th to qualify. Maybe he is mistaken because of his polls or something. What was that, PewDiePie?
Oh, shit.
I feel like PewDiePie is saying more than I am on this.
I am laughing my butt off at you guys right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry, PewDiePie. I didn't know we were a fucking joke to you. Didn't know we were a figment of your imagination, PewDiePie, that we just existed as a story in your head to laugh at. That's messed up.
I need to find a list of who currently qualifies. I mean, they have a month to get there to the next one.
For the next debates and the fall debates?
Mm-hmm.
Who is qualified for... Democratic fall debates.
I'm going to use one of Kyle Kulinski's recent videos just for a clip that he used in it. Here it is. So I thought this was interesting because now that Trump is president, he tells you that if you don't like America and you complain about it all the time, you need to leave. But when someone else was president, Donald Trump complained about America all the time.
In the U.S., if you're complaining all the time, very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now.
This country is the laughingstock of the world.
We're not a brilliant country anymore. We're a foolish country. We're a dumb country. Again. Douglas, MacArthur, George, Patton, spinning in their graves when they see the stupidity of our country.
We're like the stupid country, so many different ways.
How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country?
The weak and very stupid country. Very, very stupid laws that we have.
Why didn't he leave?
I love the Chinese people, but they laugh themselves. They can't believe how stupid the American leadership is.
Mexico laughs at us. They can't believe how stupid we are.
Mexico laughs at us. Like, what the fuck is he even talking about?
They probably got the
whole
Trump.
They got the whole country together to be like, ha ha, you suck.
Laughed at all over the world.
We get laughed at. What?
We're the laughing stock of the world.
We're not a respected country anymore.
When he's saying, like, the royal we here, he's including himself, and I have heard from a lot of people that the rest of the world laughs at Donald Trump.
That's true.
That's kind of a good thing to think of, is that they don't take him as seriously as
so much of the shit he says is unidentifiable, unprovable. It's just garbage.
We don't win. Our country doesn't win. We're not.
What do you mean we don't win? What don't we win?
Not great now.
Look, the country is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, this is where they play a montage of him saying the country's going to hell. Really? I'm pretty sure our country's on the upside of places to live in the world.
Thanks to Donald Trump.
We have a country that's going to hell.
In the meantime, our country's going to hell.
Our country's going to hell.
Our country's going to hell.
Our country is going to hell.
Our country is going to hell.
Our country is going to hell.
Our military is going to hell.
Our infrastructure's going to hell. Our country's going to hell.
And then you wonder,
our infrastructure's going to hell?
Our country's going to hell.
Why we're going to hell. That's why we're going to hell.
It's one of the many reasons our country's going to hell.
Ding, 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 ding. You know, our country is going to hell.
Our country's going to hell. And Frank doesn't like the word hell,
that's
but we're
new
going
single.
To hell.
Ding, ding, ding. Our country's going to hell.
He keeps saying, I mean, I had no idea how many
Nothing
times he said we're going to hell.
Nothing works in our country.
Nothing works. Our country doesn't work.
Our infrastructure is terrible. Our roads, our bridges, our tunnels, our schools, our...
Do you realize we haven't given clean water to Flint, Michigan in over 17 years? Our country's going to hell.
It's going to hell.
I'm in charge of the country, too, so it's kind of my fault. Kind of funny, huh?
I better leave.
Oops.
Hospitals, we're like a third. We're becoming like a third world country.
We're becoming.
That is ridiculous. Yeah, the United States has never come near being a third world country in recent times. No.
Becoming a third world country.
That's so ridiculously wrong. Why isn't someone being like, no, we're not? We're not a third world country.
Country is becoming a third world country. We've become like a third world country.
We are like, in many cases, a third world country. It's an embarrassment.
This is like a third world country, folks.
Honestly, it's like we're a third world country.
I mean, our country's like a third world country.
Yeah, they're trying to take choice away from women. They're trying to put people into poverty because the robots are taking over. They're trying to turn us into a third world country slowly.
It's like we're in a third world country. We are like a third world country. We're like a third world country.
We're like a third world country.
We're like a third world country.
We're like a third world country. We're like a third world country.
We're like a third.
At least our president believes in America, right? Like. Nobody else does. At least we have a leader who does.
Third world country.
We're like a third world country.
We're like a third world country.
We're like a third world country. It's third world. We're like in a third world country right now.
We are literally like a third world country. We've become a third world country.
We have become a third world country, folks.
We're now a third world country.
Okay. Our airports are worse than third world.
We're dying. This country is dying.
Our airports are worse than third world country airports? What?
Dying,
sadly.
Does he agree?
The American dream is dead. If you're not happy, you can leave.
Yeah! Get him out of here!
When's Trump leaving and where's he moving to?
Garbage Island.
Yeah. So the seven candidates who've already met both qualification thresholds are guaranteed a spot on stage. They're Joseph Biden, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren. And three other candidates are very close. Julian Castro and Andrew Yang have surpassed the 130,000 donations and have each three of the four qualifying polls they need, while Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has met the polling threshold and has about 120,000 donors. Looks like John Hickenlooper, Tom Steyer, and Tulsi Gabbard they have a single qualifying poll to their name.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see them again.
That's sad. I like Tulsi. I was hoping she'd go as far as possible.
I'm not surprised.
We'll see what happens after this last debate settles. I got a feeling Yang's going to get that boost after this one. His last debate showing was so poor that I'm not terribly surprised that the polls didn't go in his favor. But from what everyone said, he did very well last night and should get that boost on a fourth poll.
If any of these people polling towards the bottom could stay in it long enough to make it to the first few primaries, and if they could win those primaries, then they stand a chance. Like, if they could win the Iowa straw poll, that would be huge for them. I guess we'll see what happens.
Like the stream, it will make Ben Pye happy. Pink Pie, why don't you send some of your fans over to like the stream?
I'll tell you guys what. If we can get the likes on this stream to 400, we're already almost at 200. If we can get to 400 likes, I'll take a zap. I will take a zap.
Yeah, like the stream, Ben will take a zap.
For those of you that don't know what a zap is, we have electric shock dog collars. And I will put one on and zap myself once, only once, and then maybe I'll make a deal later for something else. We're almost at 50% of our goal, too, which is pretty cool.
41.29%.
We're going to start a little early on Saturday, maybe like a half hour to an hour early.
That way we can get the full effect. And then if you guys are in the Seattle area, I'm going to be playing a show that night. So it's at the Dead Baby Downhill Bikes Party.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a crazy festival.
Where is it?
I think it's in Soto. And they like turn an empty lot into basically a punk rock bicycle carnival.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you should probably come along.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check it out. It sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, you'll have a good time.
All right.
I used to go way back in the day. I haven't gone in years, and they messaged me asking me to do a set. I mentioned them in my Just a Bill song as like a little part of like Dirty Seattle.
Are you opening up for Mo El Summers at this?
I don't believe so.
No?
If it gets a couple people to come out, I'll lie about it, though. But I guess the GIF of PewDiePie might show up, too.
Yeah, if you have like a view screen to play a display on
what
of any sort.
I think I go on about 10 o'clock in the hip hop stage. So I'm going to leave here and go straight there. I'm going to leave here and go straight over there.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Juggalo's wet dream. Dude, it's better than Juggalo's. It's bicyclists in Seattle.
Oh, you know what? We should probably read the Streamlabs and stuff. I don't think that many came in, but.
We deserve an Oscar. So, we did get a stream lab from PT Ham. One guy smashed his headphones on the bodyguard and messed with them all. That is talking about the ASAP Rocky situation. That sucks. Mr. Red said the mayor from Jaws now reads the news. That guy does look like he'd be the mayor of a small fishing town in Jaws. The only thing about a universal basic income and minimum wage increase is they're both subject to inflation. Businesses will increase their prices, says Joshua DeForge.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is all we've gotten
since
the show.
If you want to send any in, we will read them before the end of the show. So check that out. Hit the like button. We're almost at 250.
Oh.
I'm walking in Heaton Park in Prestwich in Salford. It's one of the most beautiful parks in the country. I've been coming here since I was a kid. It really is a beautiful place, and it's covered in shit by people who have picnics and leave their Coke bottles and their wrappers. There's shit everywhere. Used nappies. They just foul it up. And I tell you what, I hope nature takes its revenge on you. Every single one of you that leaves shit on the floor and in parks. And what you've done to Heaton Park is disgusting. And I hope the planet turns round and shits on you.
Is that Christopher Eccleston?
Yeah.
Yes, it is actually. It
the
is
the ninth
him.
Doctor Who?
Yes, that's who it is.
Yeah, he's also a guest tonight. PewDiePie called in a favor to bring him in.
Really?
This is live.
Let me ask you a question.
Is that actually Christopher Eccleston, or are you?
Yes, it is. It is him.
What the fuck is he going on about? People who litter?
Yeah, he's mad about people littering at the park.
Oh, my God. I was very mad. The guy who did one season of Doctor Who and then disappeared when he had Billy Piper hot on deck. How do you throw that away? How do you throw away Billy Piper?
These are people fighting because of video games.
Because of video games?
Yeah.
What game? Are they playing Tetris 99? 5 minutes.
Oh, actually, no. This is a different one. This is at a restaurant.
Well, now you got me looking at this like it's a Tetris game, and all these guys falling down are blocks, getting stacked up with chairs. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's matchup is scheduled for one fall. Tom, the tool chairman Taylor, versus... Take a seat, Sadonovich. I don't fucking know these guys' names. This fight was cool for a second. Now it's an empty room. And they just made a mess.
Yeah.
Go pick up your mess, boys.
Oh, here's Von Helton giving everyone some good ideas for their Patreon.
In the 50s and 60s again. Send a way for the money to arrive to pay the bills and whatnot that will be arriving.
Oh, can you imagine his lips flapping around while he slurps his coffee and it just like filters through his gums and all that shit?
Gif of PewDiePie, I'm sorry you had to hear that.
We just barely cleared it this time. Just barely. It's barely cleared at this time.
Cleared what? What are you talking about?
I really need more patrons, man. I don't know why my Patreon doesn't take off.
I know why.
I have no idea why.
I don't know why my Patreon never takes off.
There's not one person, okay, there's not one person that likes Von Helton more than they like their own money. Sorry, Von Helton. People might like you, but they don't like you as much as a fucking chicken sandwich.
Billy, I know you're a charitable man.
Yeah.
If you got a new grill, like if you got all new teeth, you got your teeth totally fixed like Boogie.
Yeah.
Would you give your old teeth to Von Helton?
No.
Why not?
There's better people that
they can make up a nice set of dentures.
More people deserve my old teeth than Von Helton. I'd make a necklace out of them and give it to like a sweet girl. She could wear my teeth necklace all around the fucking Waikiki Beach.
I know the drunken peasants have it. If you're a $50 monthly subscriber on Patreon, you get to be an associate, what they call an associate. You get your name mentioned within every podcast, et cetera, et cetera.
I would love to get my name.
Hold on, what podcast?
That'd be amazing.
I don't think Von Helton does a podcast, so I don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I mean,
is sitting around in front of a closet?
I think Von Helton, his idea of everything is so piss poor and skewed from what it actually is. This is a podcast to him. And now I'm starting to think maybe if you have a name that might be read on the show, it might be worth becoming an associate, so he has to read the name.
Oh, my God, that'd be great. I set him up.
But no, don't give money to fucking Von Helton. He's just going to spend it on...
You'd be an associate of the show. You'd be able to come on whenever you want.
Elder Scrolls and cast spells
on us. Do whatever you want, within reason, of course. Obviously, you can't do shit that gets the show canceled.
He's talking about DP. Okay.
You want it. Have I tried opera? No, I haven't. Me. Oh, the other kind of opera?
Okay. Why is he talking about DP? I don't understand, but whatever. No one wants to be your patron.
He's a sweet boy.
Oh, check this out.
God is a woman. Is she going to pop it in her mouth? Huh?
take my money, take my soul. You can have the pink slip to my damn car. Just get over here. Her, that bitch could deep throat you, your ball sack, and half of one of your legs. Like, I've heard of that girl, Superhead. That bitch ain't got nothing on old Deep Throat Donna over here. This bitch is a Harlem Globetrotter. This bitch out here sucking dick like a professional. Like, I've heard of, like, girls that's been ran through. This bitch done been stomped through. This wow. bitch done been sprinted through. You wow. hear me? You seen Bolt done
out this guy's bitch. So redneck.
I'm just
I don't know where the whole balloon thing came from originally, but that this is his weird reaction to it.
I like the balloon thing. I remember watching it on the Playboy Channel in like the late 90s. Some girls were there doing it, and they brought a girl on.
How do they not choke to death?
Well, I mean, it's like sword swallowing, practice. Right? You just hold the shit in.
It's dangerous. It could deflate the wrong way and shoot down their throat.
Oh, yeah. I seen the one girl who did it, popped it inside of her own throat. And I was like, wow, that's pretty crazy. But, like, you know, it's a parlor trick. They probably don't recommend doing it. But if you train yourself to do it, you're more likely to survive it. You're not guaranteed. Even Houdini fucking
Fiddler
died.
On the Roof is one of the greatest musicals of all time. It has a great story, great music, and some great comedy. But what a lot of people don't realize is the subtext, the moral of the story, the theme of the story is about a man who has to overcome autism. You see, Tevye, the father, the lead character, he has severe autism. He can't stand it what? When things change. He loves his routines. He loves when things stay the same. He loves his tradition. Tradition! Tradition! Remember when his eldest daughter wants to actually marry the tailor and not that ugly butcher, but it had already been set in place. They already made an agreement with the Tevye, and the butcher already made an agreement that the...
Can we reach out to Chris Chan and see if we can get Christine Chandler to debate this
guy?
Oh my gosh, that would be the fucking greatest debate in the history of the internet.
Pro wrestling versus anime?
It's so many different... The fucking Tism Olympics.
Yeah, this guy says he's autistic, but he also hates anime.
Doesn't he love John Cena as well?
Oh, yes. Yes,
the butcher
yes.
would marry
if we treated
the
them with the utmost respect, do you think they would come be guests and debate on the show?
I don't think Christian's hard to get. You'd have to, like, find someone that knows him that'd be willing to talk him into
what
it.
What if we called our Tism Whisperer out of retirement and we got Ryby Jenkins to pull the old egghead slip on Christian? I think Ryby might do that for the show.
Slip?
The egghead slip, you know, where you do a little dance and you make the Tism fucking dance, like the flute player that makes the snake come out, the snake charmer. Ryby's a Tism charmer. She might come out of retirement just to get Chris Chan up against the Cena fan. I would enjoy
no,
that so much.
That. I don't love the butcher. Nothing personal against him. I don't love the butcher. I don't want to marry him. I want to marry the man who I love, this poor tailor. Even though he's homely and he's poor, I love him, and that's who I want to marry. But Tevye, I can't understand that. In his society, it's always been a matchmaker, and the women can't choose for themselves. There's no such thing as an unarranged marriage. There's no such thing as just falling in love. So when he hears his daughter has fallen in love and wants to make her own marriage, he goes, oh, I can't take it. Whatever happened to tradition? 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 Because of his autism. He just can't stand when things change. He has his little routine, his daily life. He's a poor, what was he, a milkman?
I'm still not convinced this guy isn't a troll, but I love the way he's correlating Fiddler on the Roof with being autistic.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
If he's not a troll, this is an amazing thing to notice as a Tism. But if he's trolling, it's even more better that he is creating this atmosphere of Fiddler, Tism on the Roof.
It's Tismler on the Roof.
I love it.
Whatever he was, he goes day to day. He has his religious rituals and his autism holds him back. But then when his daughter gets married, okay, he sees it for what it is. But then his second eldest daughter, when she wants to marry that scholar guy, what was his name? He was like a teacher. He was an intellectual or whatever. They told him flat out, We're not seeking your permission to get married. We're only seeking your blessing. We're going to get married regardless of you, if you approve or not. So then, this again, he can't take it. Because in his society, always the father had to approve of his daughter getting married. So then, once again, he goes, tradition! Tradition! Tradition!
Okay. I can't take it anymore.
I'm just, sorry, I'm going to nip out for like a French vanilla. I'll be back in about, all right. You know, in a minute.
All right. What's this?
I think we have...
Already went through the news stuff. I guess I already played the Reagan thing earlier. I guess we'll open up the floor. One of these. We haven't done this in a while.
A little Q&A.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. No one will have them answered immediately.
If you are a patron of the show, it's even the $1 level, right? You have access to the private chat.
Yes.
The private chat is the fan chat on screen via our Discord.
Yep.
And that's the chat that gets like number one billing when Ben and I are looking at chats. Sometimes I look at the other chat, but I'm always looking at this chat. So right now, everybody in this chat, give us that Q&A question. We'll give the best answers we possibly can. 11 Circle asks, what is the circumference of your calf, Benjamin?
What? My calf?
What's the circumference of your calf?
I have no idea.
You think you got like a 19-inch python?
I don't think so.
That's what Hogan's arms were, right? 19-inch? Yeah. You don't think your calf is as big as Hogan's arms?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Did your neck get smaller, Billy, when you lost weight? Yeah. Did you not see the picture of me on Twitter? I guess I'll have to show it again. I guess I'll have to show off this picture again. Look at my neck before and currently. Like,
you can actually see his neck now.
Yeah, my neck exists.
Yeah.
Before I had...
There was no neck.
God, I look so gross there. I honestly think I was on the verge of death.
Maybe.
I really think I was. If I would have continued on the path I was on, I'm pretty sure I'd be dead today. 19
today?
Months later, today.
Wow.
I think, yeah, I was having trouble walking.
You would have died literally today.
Literally on this day.
Today.
Yeah. On this day.
This is Billy Death Day. When's your birthday? Clearly. How many days from now?
My birthday is
a week?
12 days away.
12 days away.
Yeah.
Which day is that?
August 13th. August 13th.
August 13th, that's a Tuesday.
Yeah, we got a show booked that day.
Dude, we're going to have Billy the Fridge Day.
A young Bill Fridge birthday party.
Yeah.
Sweet boys and girls, RSVP. Club going up.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday. I actually got hit up by a club in Capitol Hill asking if I wanted to have a birthday party that night. And I was like, oh, I think I'm working.
Yeah, Tuesday's not such a good day to have like an IRL party. You know what I mean?
All I'm saying is if people want to fly out for my birthday, we can go to the club after the show. And they said they'll reserve me a booth. And they even...
Really?
Yeah. They said as long as we RSVP with 8 people, they'll reserve me a booth.
What club?
I don't want to say just
yet. Oh.
In case it doesn't happen.
Oh, okay.
Because I don't want to, I don't...
So why are you talking about it then?
Because I don't know if I want to go to party after. Like, they were going to give me, like, they were like, if you bring 8 people.
Only 8 people?
Yeah, well, they'll give you a booth, and then they said, Billy, for you, you could drink free all night. And I was like, yeah, but guys, I don't drink. I'm a fucking sober rover now. But I still want to...
And that's why it's free.
Billy, is it true you were 5'4", 700 pounds,
yes,
and 55 years old?
Yes.
Not true.
You know, we were discussing earlier in the stream that I did earlier today, Billy, that Bill de Blasio, he's tall.
Yeah.
He's like 6'5".
Yeah.
That's tall.
Yeah, that's tall.
6'2"? That's above average.
I'd say I'm more like 6'3".
No, you're not.
Well, when I wake up in the morning, I'm taller than I am when I go to sleep, and you see me late at night. So you always catch me after I've shrunken into my 6'2" frame. Plus, I can gain an inch or two if I just
Billy
stretch
the
every
Midge.
Day. If I stretch every day, I can gain an inch or two every day.
Billy the Midge.
I just got to start doing my stretches so you guys will look up to me again. Yeah, the average is 5'9" for an American man, not even 5'10". Billy, do you plan to build muscles like the Arnold? I don't plan to, but I might have to. Honestly, like, I was going to the gym, and I just got really sick, and I got injured the same week, and I was, like, fucked up. It was, I fucked up my leg, and I stopped going to the gym after that, and I haven't gone back. And I don't know if I'll go back, but I don't really have a lot of free time these days, and I'm kind of enjoying not going to the gym and sweating around right now, but I probably should. I'm still, like, on my health boy kick. I do a lot of walking, a lot of other stuff. I'm fairly active, but I'm not gym active, and maybe I should be. I don't know.
I'm trying to get gym active myself. I went this morning, well, yesterday, and I'm supposed to be going tomorrow morning, but that would be like in about 2 hours or so.
Shit.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
I'm tired.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Oh, you like me now?
I'm the only critter with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is my neighbor. On this day. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
He looks like Humpty from Digital Underground.
I'm hot, they cannot be so hot. I'm hot, they cannot be so hot. I'm hot, they cannot be so hot.
So the Bulls hat, I kind of want a hat like that that says Bulls, but then shit, like bullshit. That'd be a cool fucking hat to sell. Bulls shit. So it looks like the Bulls at first, but then you see it and it says bullshit. That'd be a dope hat. Have the logo be like a big turd, a big doo-doo emoji, big red doo-doo emoji. That's my new merch. Somebody mock that up for me so I can make some cash.
I'm hot, they cannot be so hot. 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 I'm hot, they cannot be so hot.
Is there anything else in the song?
I'm black and lucky.
He's black and lucky. I think he's more black and mild than black and lucky.
Ooh, black and mild, yep.
I think he's black and mild.
Like an 8-ball, I don't rep Boston, no, I rep Montreal.
Okay, he's got a Chicago hat and he's repping Montreal. Mm-hmm. And is he in Boston? Like, why is he?
I think he's in Montreal.
Well, then why the fuck did he say he doesn't rep Boston? Like, what's the point of bringing up Boston when you're wearing a Chicago hat?
Because he's dumb.
Oh, my God.
And go hard, had a ball. It was a blast. Kamehameha.
Hey. Hit him with a Kamehameha. The Kamehameha. Hit him with the Kamehameha.
Curse ye, Hameha.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, I just blew the hearse. Don't worry.
So, the John Cena fan and Christine Chandler both use the Kamehamehas. And when in the debate, they have to see who has the best Kamehameha.
Yeah.
That's something. Kamehameha Harris. Running for president. Kamehameha. That's how it's pronounced. Say it with me, 11th circle. He's hot.
Maybe we should take off his jacket.
I feel like his hat might actually read bullshit, and I was jumping the gun thinking it was a Bulls hat.
They cannot be so hot. I'm hot. They cannot be so hot. I'm hot. They cannot be so hot. I'm hot. They cannot be so hot.
I wonder how pumped this guy was when he recorded this song and made this video. Like, he must have been gassed up thinking he was the coolest shit in the world. Like, does he have no friends to tell him he
sucks? Or maybe he doesn't take himself seriously.
See, it's on the cusp of that. I'm hoping that PewDiePie doesn't like this. Robbie Jenkins says from chat. That's rough. That's rough.
What do you mean PewDiePie doesn't like this?
PewDiePie does not like this song.
Oh, I think he likes it.
Weird Paul Petrosky. Oh my gosh.
I woke up this morning feeling great. I went to bed early. I slept in late. The birds were singing a beautiful song. The sun was shining. Nothing was wrong. I looked in the mirror. I liked what I saw. This day was perfect without any flaw.
He likes what he sees, but he looks like a Goomba.
Did you see the video camera come into the screen there? Can we go back just 2 seconds? Because that wasn't an accident, right? Let's watch this again. Look behind his shoulder. Look at the video camera come into the fucking mirror. Look at this.
This day was perfect without...
Yeah.
Yeah, but that wasn't the camera that's recording him. They have a whole other video camera coming into the screen to make it look like the camera accidentally got caught in the mirror. But the actual camera recording him is stationary and not moving. This is a troll. So Young Bill Fridge, forensic detective, 100% troll. I thought this was a sincere version of pedocore, but it's not. This was a 100% troll. Paul Petrosky, where the fuck is his name? Paul Petrosky's his Hello Kitty necklace song is a troll. And I am ashamed that for 1 second I wanted to believe this gentleman was for real.
There on the table, what I saw was awful. Uncooked eggs laying on top of waffle. Woke up this morning to a real shitty breakfast. Woke up this morning to a real shitty breakfast.
It's kind of good.
I like Oliver Tree. Oliver Tree does decent stuff. PewDiePie doesn't like Oliver Tree, though, I guess. I don't know.
I found an interesting tier list. It's the U.S. president tier list.
Oh, God.
Some of them I don't recognize just by looking at them, like a lot of the ones in black and white.
Yeah, I don't know enough about these guys. If we did presidents since I was like that were alive when I was alive.
Okay, so that'd be Reagan, Bush number one, Clinton, Carter, Bush number two.
Carter wasn't president when I was alive, Obama. But he was alive when I was alive.
So was Nixon.
Yeah, so I was Ford. I'd probably put those guys in because they were alive when I was alive.
So you can do Carter. And you do, because like Nixon, he was alive too. So was Ford.
Yeah.
You don't want to go back any further than that?
I mean.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Why doesn't Reagan have an American flag behind him?
He does.
Is that an American flag? Oh, yeah. Shit. It was off to the side. I thought Ford was just draped in it.
So.
Notice how they didn't have the American flags in.
I have trouble giving any of these guys an S.
I would put Jimmy Carter S tier. Habitat for Humanity was a great thing.
But that wasn't like that was after his presidency.
Yeah, I guess I'm judging them based off of what I know of them.
Yeah, guess I'll give Obama B because I want to give Bush a C and I want to give Clinton, I guess, B. And then, yeah, I guess.
Give Nixon S tier. Do it. No balls. I can't honestly do this. Literally put everybody.
Gerald Ford.
Can I put Martin Van Buren in the fucking S tier?
I don't. Gerald Ford wasn't even around that long. I don't know. This is hard.
Yeah, this sucks. This is a shitty fucking tier list.
If it's hard for you, it's gonna be impossible for me. I don't know anything about American politics beyond Trump and Obama.
Let's see.
Like, who's a president of all time that you would S tier? Are we talking like Roosevelt?
Yeah, FDR.
What about Theodore Roosevelt?
He was good. He did a lot for like conservationism when he was president.
He was that Rough Rider too, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, that was his military career. Yeah. So, how about breakfast cereal?
Oh, fuck me.
Tier
up,
list.
Dad. Fuck me up.
I don't even recognize most of these because all of them are American cereals.
See, I'll pick. I like bland cereals. So a lot of the cereals that I like are not. They're like more bland. I do like mini wheats, though.
Are those Rice Chex in your S tier?
Yeah, I like. Yeah.
My guy, respect.
I like. Kix is like. Nah, I don't really like Kix that much. Honeycomb is pretty good. Captain Crunch. I like both of them. Corn Pops, put that down there. Raisin Bran, maybe like right there. Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, Cheerios.
So, Loon, what are some of your cereals that you have that we wouldn't have, and can you describe them to us? Like the top ones?
Well, I honestly think we actually have the same cereals. You just have more than us.
Okay.
So, like, you know, we've got Corn Flakes, we've got, like, you know, Frosties, we've got Cocoa Pops, which is, like, I think it's on this list, but it's called something different.
Yeah.
So, I think you have the same cereals, but you just have more, which is really disappointing because I want more cereals.
Yeah.
I don't even eat cereal anymore.
Yeah, I don't either, but the cereal I've eaten the most of in my life is Rice Chex. I've had more Rice Chex than anything. I'm morbidly obese, so I've definitely had like a half a box of Rice Chex in one giant bowl with a quarter gallon of milk.
Do you guys have like sugar puffs?
Like honey smacks?
It could be like that. They're honey flavored, so
yeah, they're like
here's yours.
Grains.
Yours is up now.
Yeah.
All right. So, damn, Ben. I think Rice Chex go right up in the S tier just because of how many of them I've eaten. I think Honey Bunches
I think they're
of
good
Oats
even though they're bland.
A-tier. Oh, that's with almonds, and this is just honey roasted without almonds. I think without almonds, they go down to C.
I like Crispix too, which they didn't have on this list.
Honey Nut Cheerios hits that A level. Regular Cheerios is B level. Captain Crunch without Crunch berries? Has this got no crunch berries?
There's three Cap'n Crunches down
there. Yeah, there's
there.
Peanut Butter Crunch, which is inferior to the regular Crunch. Kix is C level. I gotta throw Cinnamon Toast Crunch in the A level. Raisin Bran is hitting that S level, that S tier. Can't fuck with the Raisin Bran. Cocoa Krispies goes down. Rice Krispies is gonna be B level. Just because of how much superior Rice Chex are to the Krispies. Frosted Flakes, we're going to hit with that C level. They don't have Corn Flakes here, do they?
I don't see it on the list.
Putting fucking special K red berries in the garbage. Apple Jacks is going to be mid-grade. I might even B-level the Apple Jacks. Fruity Pebbles is going to be C-level. Cocoa Puffs is going to be C-level. Frosted Mini Wheats is going to be C level. Cookie Crisp is going to be B level. Lucky Charms is going to be C level. Reese's Puffs is going to be D level. Fruit Loops is going to come in at the young C. Pops, got to have my Pops. It's got to be C level as well. You know, Pops and Kix are, I'm putting them together, but they ain't shit. These O's, these fucking bullshit O's are going in the bin. And a Honeycomb has got to be above Pops and Kix, but this is like, this is my list, I think.
It's a respectable list.
I think this is my cereal list right here. Cookie Crisp.
I'm surprised you like Raisin Bran.
Man. So there's no cornflakes here. Like Frosted Flakes are sea level, but cornflakes are above Frosted Flakes. And Raisin Bran are like Frosted Flakes with a slight little sugar, but also those raisins, they're a good little fruit. They're a good little fruit. Lucky Charms is F tier, the worst cereal. Honestly, I could pull Lucky Charms down a bit.
Here's mine.
The novelty of the marshmallow is enough to sell me a little extra on it.
Look at them back and forth here.
We kind of keep our lists balanced, at least like with the tier levels.
Yeah.
I got a little more C tier, and you got a little more B tier.
Yeah.
No, you have more A-tier cereals as well. You put Cheerios and Honey Nut in the same line. Yeah. I dropped the Cheerios below Honey Nut.
Honey Nut.
I probably had regular Cheerios more as an adult than Honey Nut Cheerios. But as a kid, Honey Nut Cheerios were like one of the cereals my dad would buy. He wouldn't buy like the really sugary shit just because he thought he was saving me from diabetes or something. But like all this shit is high grain bullshit anyways. It's all carb. It's all garbage. So, oops. But we tried. We do our best. Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds is better than Honey Roasted. Just a regular Honey Roasted without the almonds. The almonds go a long way. Those extra little special bits.
It's interesting you've rated like Cheerios quite high. Because I remember when I was in school, we did this like school trip thing where they asked us like, what cereal do you want us to bring? Because it was like a stayover thing.
Yeah.
And I said Cheerios, and literally the entire class was like, no, that is disgusting. We do not want Cheerios. That was like everybody in the class.
Yeah.
I like them.
But that's because as a kid, Cheerios didn't have no character on them, right? All the other ones had cartoons. They all had their car. Even the Honey Nut Cheerios had the little fucking bee, right? And as a kid, your mind is driven to follow the cartoons. That's why Camel cigarettes can't have the Camel anymore.
Yeah.
Because they're like, dude, kids want this shit. The Camel Joe is no different than the fucking
Here's another good one. How about video game console tier list?
Dude, I don't even know. Maybe I do.
I'd put Genesis or Mega Drive as S tier for me.
If you don't know...
Absolutely.
If you don't know what one is, just leave it at the bottom. So, let me...
N-Gage, that'd be like not even on...
They have both the Super Nintendo and the Famicom on here. It's like they're the same thing, essentially.
The one was Japanese, right? Never released in the United States.
If I know what it is, I'm going to rate it at the D tier. So Virtual Boy, D tier. NES, S tier. Super Nintendo, S tier. N64, I'll put it B. No, I'll put it at A. Wow. GameCube, I'll put it B. Game Boy, I didn't have one, and I didn't really like how it wasn't in color. Dreamcast, I'll put it A. Sega Genesis, I'll put it at B. Teddy Rubskin won't like that.
I don't like that.
PlayStation... I never had a PlayStation, and it didn't. I liked the N64 better. I'll put it at B. I put the PS1 at B. I'll put the Xbox at B. Nintendo Wii. I had a Wii, so I'll put it at A. Is this Atari?
Looks like an Atari.
I'll put that at B.
The 2600?
Yeah. You have to think of, like, the time. I never had a PlayStation 3. I'll put that at C. Xbox 360. The Sega Game Gear, I had it. It wasn't that great, but I'll put it above.
They had an add-on for Game Gear that let your Game Gear turn into a television. I thought that was the coolest shit. Now we all have, like...
Yep, I remember that. It had a tuner.
On demand in our pocket, right?
Game Boy Advance, not too bad. The Famicom, I'll just put that with the Super Nintendo. It's the same fucking thing.
But is it, though? What's that at the top there you just put in?
That's the regular Famicom.
Oh, the original Nintendo?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not rating those because I don't count them. If they only exist in Japan, they don't exist in my world.
I mean, they exist here. You can get them. Yeah, I think this is the 3DO or something. Oh, whatever. I don't know which one's TurboGrafx-16, but that one should probably go towards the bottom, too. This is the Microsoft. There's a few of these Xboxes. They're just like B category.
I think I'm only going to rate systems that I've played.
Where's the PS4? Don't see it.
Doesn't seem to be.
Oh, hold on. Here it is. Here it is, I think. Yeah, this is it, I think. Or is this the PS2?
That's PS2.
PS2 was A tier.
Yeah, PS2 is the best PS PlayStation. Like, PS4 is obviously better. It's fucking crazy popular. But, like, for its time, PS2 was the one thing that set everything else back. It was the front runner of its time.
This looks like ColecoVision right here.
I think the ColecoVision is actually...
This one.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, this is ColecoVision. You're right.
Yeah, I had a ColecoVision.
So did I. I guess D. I don't know. I think this is the Wii U.
Yeah, I never played that shit.
I never had a DS. I see a few different DS looking things here.
Oh, I had a couple DSs.
This is Sega Saturn, which is trash. I don't see the PS4.
Is that not the in the B level next to the little Game Boy Advanced?
Yes, PS4 to yes, me. Yes, that's the PS4, yes. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, so this is my list. Did you already make yours?
I haven't made my list
okay,
yet.
All right, so that's my list. How do you guys feel about that?
I mean...
The Genesis should be higher.
It's wrong, but it's good.
Yeah.
I think both of us are kind of skewed towards Nintendo, but my Nintendo thought is... The S tier console of all time, undeniably the greatest system is the Nintendo 64.
What? Dude, hands so down, many people are going to disagree with
hands
that.
Hands down. I'm going to say Nintendo Switch is S tier. The power behind that thing and the portability and the ability to have a portable game system with the controllers there at like any table you want to set it up on is amazing. Innovation. Quality system.
Someone said PC is S tier. This is game consoles.
Yeah.
So I'm
gonna
PC check, isn't part of this.
I'm going to check the Game Boy in the A tier. Just because it had portable Tetris when it came out, it was OP. Being able to go around, play games everywhere you want to play. As much as the Game Gear tried to follow up with that, it never could. I'm going to give Game Gear... the B tier. I'm going to chuck the Nintendo DS in the A tier. Awesome system. GameCube is D tier. I'm only doing stuff I played. I'm going to throw the Super Nintendo into the B tier as well as the fucking... This is PlayStation 2 here. That's A tier. PlayStation 2 was solid. Sega is B tier. Where's this Nintendo at? Where's this dumbass little Nintendo? Regular PlayStation C tier. Xbox 360.
The Nintendo's on the bottom
regular
row.
Xbox is C tier. Nintendo, we're going to put Nintendo into the B tier with the Super Nintendo.
What?
And we're going to... What is this, another DS? This is the DS XL. Okay, the DS XL is going in the
You A-tier. Put the Game Boy above the Super Nintendo and the NES?
Hell yeah, dude. That pocket gaming was boss. ColecoVision is going to hit up the C tier. I did play fucking Atari when I was a kid. It's right there with ColecoVision. was this, the PlayStation 3 right here? This ugly little thing. Put it in the C tier. Anybody who likes PlayStation is going to hate me. Is this a fucking... What is this game here? I don't know what that is. Is this... This is a PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 can go up to a B tier.
Someone said the PewDiePie GIF is annoying. I forget it's even there. How could you... I mean, it's just kind of moving.
I'm going to throw Dreamcast in the C tier. What are these other systems? Like, what am I forgetting here? Is that a Sega Saturn or something?
Saturn, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I played any of these other ones. Oh, I played Nintendo Wii. It's going to go into C tier. And then I think I'm going to take... Yeah, I don't know. This is my tier list for systems I've actually played.
You never played Game Boy Advance?
No, I skipped the Game Boy Advance.
Huh.
I never... They have Game Boy Advance built into the Nintendo DS. So I've played Game Boy Advance games on the Nintendo DS. But I don't really count that. What is this one here? Is this Xbox...
PS3.
This is PS3?
I think. Hold on.
I don't think I ever played a PS3.
Hold on. No.
This is PS3 right
here. Yeah, that's Xbox. Yeah. That's Xbox.
This is Xbox One or what?
Yeah, Xbox One.
Okay.
The current Xbox.
I have played Xbox One. I'll put that in the B tier. I think it's the best Xbox so far. I think that's everything I played. I really don't. I can't tell what all this other shit is. Never played a Wii U. What is this one here? This little white thing.
I can't.
I'm
not sure what that is.
I think that's the Magnavox Odyssey. I think that's what that is.
Turds.
It's actually. I think it was the first console ever made that. I think.
Really? It looks newer than that.
Yeah, if it's the one, I think it is.
Is this the actual N-Gage here?
Yeah, it is. I had one of those. It wasn't great.
I think I did play the N-Gage once. I'll put that in the D level. I remember playing Super Monkey Ball on it because my friend had... I think it was Super Monkey Ball.
You never played Sega Saturn?
No.
Huh.
Never played Sega Saturn.
So let's compare lists and we'll see. So here's mine. Everyone take a mental picture of this. And here's Billy's. Here's mine. Here's Billy's. Now, there are some that I have that Billy doesn't have.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Whose do you agree with more?
I agree with Ben's more, but I don't agree with either one of you.
Yeah. It's fine. Nintendo Switch and Nintendo 64 are S tier in my mind. Nintendo 64 had all the wrestling games, had GoldenEye, had so many quality games. And the thing about PlayStation is... They all have these crazy loading times.
Yeah,
and
they did.
Nintendo doesn't have that because it's just the cartridge base.
Yeah, but they had way less memory, and then you had to buy the memory pack expansion.
Yeah, I bought the expansion for Nintendo 64.
Yeah, you had to play Perfect Dark.
Yeah, they have the GameCube is where Nintendo went into discs, and that's why I put it so far down.
I had 64 in my A tier, so I'm not too far off on that.
So,
but.
PewDiePie was going to do his list.
Oh.
He actually just put the Virtua Boy in S tier and then quit. He rage quit the rest of the list. That's crazy. I didn't think PewDiePie was that type of guy.
I wouldn't have put the Switch in S tier, but I do have it in A.
Switch is a dope console.
Never played the Switch. So...
No Everybody's idea. Saying that I'm a casual. You're right. But still, like, gaming shouldn't be necessarily the hardest thing you do every day. For me, I like to sit back and relax and play some Super Smash Brothers or some Tetris. You know, that's where my console gaming comes from.
Last night, I did a surprise stream on Twitch. I just kind of randomly streamed there. It was really late, so there was only like 20 people watching. And I played a round of Galaga. And I took this medication that I have to take before I go to bed, because when I take it, I cannot stay awake. And I was playing it, and I beat my all-time high score by over 10,000 points. I was just in the zone for some reason. And I think it's because the medication took away any hesitation that I had. I never second-guessed what I was going to do.
Nice.
Yeah, Galaga, man, I'm like addicted to Galaga now.
Galaga.
Have you ever played it?
I played Galaga when I was like a little kid on a arcade machine, you know?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But I
yeah.
sucked at it.
That's the first time I ever played it, too. Yeah. Was in an arcade.
Yeah, I sucked at it. I haven't played it since. Whenever I play a game and I completely suck at it, like literally anything I do in life, if I completely suck at it, I stop doing it. I'm just like, I'm over it. I don't care.
Yeah, so how long do you give yourself? Like, you have to immediately be good at it?
I have to have some sort of promise right off the bat, yeah.
Man.
It's there's because if I'm not good at something, I don't want it, right? So I'm like, I don't want it.
But you could be good. You just have to try a little harder to unlock
if
the potential.
If I wanted it, yeah. Like,
sure. I mean, like, most people, when they pick up a guitar, they cannot do anything with it at all.
That's probably why I don't play the guitar right now.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I'm pretty sure that when Jimi Hendrix first picked up a guitar, he couldn't do shit with it at first. Yeah. So, you know, there might be that ability there. You just have to push a little harder.
Well, I'm sure the ability's there. Like, when I first started rapping, I was pretty bad at rap, but I was good at writing, like, rhymes and stuff. So that gave me the push to get better at the actual rap part of it.
Yeah, sure. I get
it. That's why I became a better rapper.
I think it's like you have to kind of like enjoy it when you first do it. You're like, oh, I'm enjoying this. I might not be good at it, but
yeah,
I like what I'm doing, and then that makes you get better as you go along.
Yeah, if I enter something and everybody around me is worse at it than I am, no matter how bad I am, I'll feel some sort of accomplishment. Like when I started playing Magic the Gathering cards as a little kid, all my friends were scrubs. And I could beat them, and I was like, oh, this is cool. Then I realized I was a scrub, but by that time, I'd already been beating all my friends. So it made me get better around people that weren't my friends and weren't scrubs, and I became a better Magic the Gathering card player. But I still had to have that entry level where I was like, this is fun. I'm winning. I'm good at this type of thing. And I don't know. It's just the psychology of what I am.
We haven't done this in a long time, but I'm going to do it today because it's very important that we meet the goal every week. We've been on almost a year-long streak. So meeting the goal is of the utmost importance. And we're starting a little earlier on Saturday, so we want to make sure we meet the goal. So I'm going to keep this timer on in the background, and we'll hear it go off when it's time to end the show.
Beep,
feel,
beep, beep.
Feel free to send in your Streamlabs. We'll read them almost like a lightning round. I think, at least one came in since the last time.
Yeah, I'll go read that. Come Messiah.
Yes, we have never not met the goal. Even the week that Billy was gone, we still met the goal. It's been a year.
Yeah. Come Messiah said, hey, lads, been a while since I watched the stream because work has been wild. Hope you sweet boys are keeping well.
We are. We are. Thank you so much for checking in with us.
Yeah. It's good to have you stop by. Sega Genesis is number one. Sega Genesis is not a bad console. I just, I didn't play it. I did play Road Rash 2 a lot. I used to play this game called, I think, Awesome Possum on Sega Genesis a lot. I used to play Prince of Persia on Sega Genesis a lot.
That's a solid. Sonic. And then they ended up like rebooting that game and making it pretty badass.
I made a movie about it, right?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I'll be right back.
Yeah. So I played a lot of Sega Genesis. It's a great system. It just was never like, there was never a point in time where I was like a Sega Genesis guy. Remember when we went to Saturday's show at 15% and still made it? Definitely. Yeah. Cheers. Played all the way through 12 and 3 when I got the game, though. Over half of the Halo experience is multiplayer, you swine. I didn't play a lot of Halo. I had an Xbox. I got the Xbox from the billionaire that I worked for in Hollywood, battlecam.com. They sent me an Xbox, and I played it. Like, I never even put a disc, like an actual Xbox game, in the disc drive. I did a couple demos and downloaded a couple of, like, free games, but I never once put a damn game in that disc drive, ever.
I'd say the first Xbox is my favorite out of all the Xboxes.
Mine was Xbox 360 I'm talking about. I don't even think I ever played. I did play the Xbox, the first Xbox, once at a friend's house. He had a wrestling game for it. You liked it? You thought the first one was your favorite?
The first one was my favorite because the second one, the 360, got the red ring of death and died.
Oh.
So it's kind of a sour taste in my mouth. And then recently, my fiance's got a Xbox One.
Yeah.
And we just got Red Dead for it. And we were playing it. Next minute, my horse, like, falls through the floor.
Yeah.
Then the Xbox crashes and then wouldn't reboot. We'd fix it eventually, but that I was like, whereas my first Xbox never had any problems whatsoever.
I bought a PlayStation 4 and Red Dead Redemption 2 just to play Red Dead Redemption 2, and I played it for like 30 minutes and couldn't get into it.
I was the same when I first started playing it, but then after like the first hour, then it gets good. It's just the first hour of the game is just awful.
Yeah, that's what everybody said. They're like, you have to play it for like 4 or 5 hours before it gets good. And I'm like, I can't do that. That goes back to the psychology of me. If I'm not into something right when it happens, I won't be. I went celibate for 5 years because I had one bad sexual experience. That's rough. That's rough. I was also really fat, so it's like, what else am I going to do? Just eat. Young Bill Fridge, I'll be taking all of your criticisms in the form of super chats for the next 12 minutes. Microsoft should be bringing many of their exclusives to PC. Interesting. How about the Stadia or whatever? Have you been looking into this, the Google system where everything is streamable?
I've seen some of it, and I'm just thinking, is this going to be really like laggy playing any game on it? So I'm not too sure about it.
11th Circle says Stadia is a scam. Evil Lemon says Stadia is going to fail hard. Paying full price is what makes it a scam. What's the full price? Are you pay full price for the games you stream, even though you never own them? Is that the thing? Stadia seems to be really bad.
That's what I've heard.
This is the thing, though, right? If Stadia starts to sink with this pay price program, I guarantee you Google is going to have a way to come in and give people games in a different way that we weren't thinking about. Like, they have a plan B, right? They have to. They have to.
Does they even have a plan A for YouTube? I mean...
Well, their plan A, all right? Well, here's the thing about YouTube, right? They don't know what the fuck is going on with YouTube. They're playing catch up. They just know they have a platform that gives so much power and voice to people, and they're trying to find a way to take that away from people and still have the platform that people will watch. People came to YouTube because it was counterculture. It was pop. It was punk. It was MTV for a new generation. And they're killing that, like the same way they killed MTV, the same way they killed punk and pop. Or I guess they never killed pop, but they made punk pop, you know? The same way they did that, that was something cool. They now have made it a merchandise. And they're trying to do that with YouTube, and they keep getting bit in the ass because they'll throw, like, Logan Paul at you and think that this new Disney face is going to be the face of YouTube and they'll be safe, but then he goes and films in the Suicide Forest.
Yeah, the whole problem with that is that they shouldn't try to create a new face of YouTube. They should just let that happen organically.
Well, they should, but they also want to get that advertiser money up to the point where they're getting similar payouts to the TV. But the advertisers on TV have had standards and practices in place for decades. And there's no standards and practices here on YouTube. So every time somebody's a little wild on YouTube, the advertisers are like, no, 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 this isn't how this works. We give you money and you give us control. That's what they had over the TV networks. And they're trying to get that over YouTube. And YouTube's got to the point now where they'd rather endorse the Stephen Colbert's and the Jimmy Fallon's and push them to the front because they're already working within the confines of standards and practices. And we get less and less original content and more protected content. I believe I saw today that there's a new harassment policy on YouTube. And if you talk about another creator in your video, you get demonetized. I don't know how deep that is, but I've seen creators who make millions of dollars off of YouTube drama and stuff.
If that happens, so what is Repsion going to do?
I'm saying. You know what Repsion's going to do? He's going to call up Onision and say, hey, will you strike my video and split the profits with me? PewDiePie, do you have anything to say about this?
I have a bullhorn. You are a pathological liar.
PewDiePie keeps calling me out. Son of a bitch.
I'm setting up the post-show stream right now. If you want to know more about the post-show, Billy the Fridge will tell you about it right now. Here he goes.
Post-show tonight will be for our patrons. If you are a $5 patron, no, a $10 patron above, you get access to the post-show. All right? You get all the video bonus content at $10. If you are a member of this channel via YouTube, $3.99, you get access to only the post show.
Yes.
So you could be a $5 patron and get the bonus content of our two bonus shows a month, which we've currently been doing twice a month, and also be a patron for $9 or a member of this channel for $9. You can get that and the after shows. But for a simple $10 via Patreon, you get all that plus the bonus content we make, like movie reviews and other things on the channel. So I would suggest you become a $10 patron and come watch us in the after show tonight. Subscribe Star Lives Matter as well, Spirit. It's true. You could be a Subscribe Star supporter. It's the same as Patreon as far as perks go.
Yeah, you get all the same stuff without having to give your money to Patreon.
And you get to come watch and hang with us a little extra.
Those links are about to be up. Actually, I just put it on Subscribe Star, and I'm now putting it on Patreon.
But yeah, the $10 Patreon perk is the perk if you just want our extra video content, everything.
I want to start putting more stuff up there too, just like IRL type stuff.
So if you come out Saturday night, you might be able to get some good shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I need to do more of that.
Yeah. You know how many billions of kids watch YouTube? None of their parents will want them to watch a Pornhub associated streaming site. It would be huge controversy. Yeah. We also
controversy creates cash.
We also don't really care to market towards kids here. So if there was a patron, a Pornhub site, and we got more adults watching us, it might not be as bad for us. You know, we might if there was a nice CPM click payout for a more adulted site.
I'm glad you threw the M in there at the end.
CPM. In YouTube talk, CPM is how much you're getting clicked out for, like per million impression, clicks per million impressions or whatever, or per thousand impression or whatever. It's how you base your payout. In the I'm using that jargon.
Jargon.
Be the first Pornhub podcast. I think they probably already have that.
There are porn podcasts for sure, so I don't know. I don't know if they're actually on the porn video websites, though.
Alexis Texas, what a good performer.
Lexus Nexus?
Alexis Texas. She's an adult film star that has quite a butt.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, I am pretty excited for this after show.
Yes.
I think that we're wrapping up here pretty soon. I don't know. All I see is the gentleman that trolled us on the rap show. I don't know if we have the timer still going or not.
Oh, yeah, the timer's definitely still going.
I don't think anybody here sees it. So if you guys are trying to get some donos in before then, last 3 minutes, hit them up. If not, we'll sit here and we'll wind down the clock. Cartoon Loon, you got anything cool to say?
I'm drawing another picture of you.
You are?
Yes.
I can't wait to see it.
It's a Hey Billy. It's a Hey Billy comic.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
The one you did of the Cheesecake Girl was, I think the kids, how the kids say it, Litty City.
First things first.
It was Litty City.
Waitress.
I thought that was fucking cool. I like your work a lot. So I'm excited to see this. I'm sure I'll probably get slightly infuriated at whatever joke you make about me. But only slightly.
I think you'll still like it, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
it involves like a thick woman. So, you know. So.
Yeah. Somebody said Alexis Texas, didn't she have Drake's baby? Is that true? Drake was all up in them porn star DMs. He got outed for going in Mia Khalifa's DMs. He's got a type. He wants a porn star. Let me see if Alexis Texas had Drake's baby.
Someone in the chat's like asking what my Twitter is. It's just the Cartoon Loon. So like, just Twitter, Google that. You'll find me.
The Cartoon Loon. At the Cartoon Loon. Yeah, check out his work. It's really good looking stuff. Very quality.
Oh my god, I've not checked my Keef in a while. It's getting so full. Look at all that.
Is that Keef?
Yeah, that's all Keef right there.
Can you like dip it like chaw?
Chaw?
Like tobacco? Like chewing tobacco?
Oh, I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. I wonder what would happen.
It's all like crystalline, sticky looking. It's like beautiful. Thank you, Pudes.
Yeah, PewDiePie, thank you for being on tonight. You want to say anything to the people, PewDiePie?
Yeah, I think he does.
I have a bullhorn. All of you know that my God exists. Wait.
Okay.
I like the wait. I also like
time out.
Okay, yeah. I'm glad your mic finally got to work, GIF of PewDiePie.
Yes, I did!
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Okay, you know what? Never mind.
Wait.
If you're just gonna talk over me, PewDiePie, I don't even want you to be on the show ever again. Ben, can you mute him? Can you mute PewDiePie? Can you mute PewDiePie? Please. Well, time's up, PewDiePie. I'm done putting up with your shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
Hope Sweden treats you well.
Alright, we're going to go do the post show. Good night, everybody. We'll see you
Thanks
next
again,
time.
Cartoon Loon. Check him out on Twitter and everywhere else. And I guess check out PewDiePie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't need the promotion, though. All right. See you guys in the post show. Bye.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.